It's about 3:45 West Coast time on Friday, August 29th. I don't normally do the breaking news thing, but we do have breaking news. A federal appellate court has rejected all of Donald Trump's tariffs. They are illegal and unconstitutional. This decision delivers a blow to the central prong of the president's economic agenda. Wow, that's some unfortunate wording. Blowing Donald Trump's central prong. The tariffs are going to remain in place pending further proceedings. The only place left to go is the Supreme Court. Explicitly in the Constitution, the president does not have the power to levy tariffs on anybody. But there's a 1977 law known as the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. So Donald Trump just says, there's an economic emergency, and so now I have the right to put tariffs on every country on the planet. And then he just went ahead and did that. Reading from the Wall Street Journal, a federal appeals court late Friday struck down the Trump administration's signature tariffs, finding that the president had gone too far in his use of emergency powers to rewrite U.S. trade policy. The 7-4 ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit upheld a lower court decision that undercuts a core tenet of Trump's economic agenda. So I am reading from the Wall Street Journal. It doesn't undercut a core tenet of President Trump's economic agenda. It said you're not allowed to do tariffs, period. That's his economic agenda. Okay, the court's majority found the president overstepped his authority under the 1977 law known as the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The decision is the biggest blow yet to one of Trump's signature policies in his second term. Now it goes to the Supreme Court, which I'm sure will just let him do whatever the hell he wants to do, probably without issuing an opinion. They'll probably do it on the shadow docket. Donald Trump railed against the decision in a post on Truth Social, typing in all caps, all tariffs are still in effect. Well, the court's ruling was stayed pending an appeal to the Supreme Court. Today, a highly partisan appeals court, yes, 11 appellate court judges, all 11 of them are highly partisan, incorrectly said that our tariffs should be removed, but they know the United States of America will win in the end. That doesn't even make any fucking sense. The judges said that the tariffs should be removed, but those same judges know that the United States of America will win in the end. The only thing that's dumber than that, what Donald Trump wrote there, is that pretty much every single person in the United States of America who voted for him is also stupid enough to believe that. They are the absolute stupidest segment of society that this country has ever been saddled with. But, you know, whatever. Donald Trump imposed tariffs on virtually every U.S. trading partner in April, including an island that is populated only by penguins, if I remember correctly, in an April event that he labeled Liberation Day, setting off days of stock market chaos and uproar from foreign governments that prompted Trump to go taco and pause everything. Taco, Trump always chickens out. So anyway, this is a significant decision because it adheres to the rule of law in the Constitution, as does the lower court's decision that the appellate decision, affirmed. So now we will go to the United States Supreme Court, which doesn't give a fuck about anything anymore other than let Donald Trump do whatever Donald Trump wants to do. That is the position of the conservative majority and the institutionalist, John Roberts, who cares about the institution of the Supreme Court so much so that he completely invented out of whole cloth the idea of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for acts committed while in office. They just made that shit up, 100%. So anyway, that's where we're at today. The Federal Court of Appeals has said that Donald Trump's tariffs, every single one of them, is illegal and unconstitutional. So And that put Donald Trump into a bad mood, which caused him to immediately shit his pants, requiring a diaper change. I hope everybody enjoys their weekend. It's about 4 p.m. West Coast time. Please, please, please be safe this weekend. If you're going protesting, I know there's a bunch of protests on Monday, Labor Day. Be safe this weekend and don't talk to the cops unless you're yelling at them. And then if you are yelling at the cops at a protest, I've come up with two lines that I want to yell at ICE officers, but I haven't seen any. I want to yell at them, do you want me to say hi to your mom later on? And then I want to yell, hey officer, how's your wife and my kids? You guys go out and use those this weekend. If you use those lines, just film it, put it on TikTok, and tag me in that. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.